Watch, Democrat Susan Wild goes on abortion tirade after SCOTUS leak, claims interracial marriage ban might be next. By Brecken F. Teese and Jacob Bliss on May 6, 2022. Radical Representative Susan Wild, DPA, went on a tirade about abortion after the leak of the draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade, saying all of our constitutional rights are at stake and claiming that a ban on interracial marriage may be next. After Monday's Supreme Court leak showing a draft opinion that would overturn infamous pro-abortion cases Roe and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, Wild held a press conference claiming the draft opinion was the result of extremist politicians and judges. Despite her claim, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, the case in question has yet to be officially decided, as the leak was simply a draft. It's clear that the intent is not to stop with the issue of reproductive choice. What's next? Wild questioned during her tirade. Contraception? Deciding how many children to have, or whether to have children at all? Whether you can marry the person you love, regardless of gender or color? Whether women can get credit in their own names, or buy a house, or choose to even have a job? Apparently, according to Wild, returning the issue as to whether Americans have the right to kill unborn children to the purview of state governments means women will be stripped of all personal agency. The Congresswoman also claimed that the will of the American people is being violated as part of an ideological crusade from far-right forces that want to see the dystopian vision of a society be enacted across the county. All of our constitutional rights are at stake, she asserted. Even if Dobbs were to be decided as overturning Roe, abortion would not suddenly become illegal in the United States. Indeed, as Justice Samuel Alito wrote in the draft opinion, it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. In other words, access to abortion would be left up to state governments to decide and regulate, rather than erroneously read into the Constitution. The permissibility of abortion, and the limitations upon it, are to be resolved like most important questions in our democracy, by citizens trying to persuade one another and then voting, Alito continued in his draft opinion, the authenticity and leak of which were confirmed by Chief Justice John Roberts, who initiated an investigation into the breach. We hold that Roe v. Wade must be overruled, it says. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. Wild is a vulnerable member whom Republicans are hoping to unseat in the midterm election this year. During the last election cycle, Wild won her congressional seat with just under 52% of the vote. Her Republican opponent received just over 48%. In addition, Cook Political Report, which keeps track of the vulnerability of congressional races across the country, rates hers as a toss-up, meaning the race could go either way in the coming election. House Republican-aligned groups such as the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, have gone after the Congresswoman, hoping that she would either retire or be vulnerable enough for a Republican to flip her district. After striving to win back the House in 2020, the Republicans left the Democrats with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. To win the majority requires a net gain of only 5 Republican seats in November. And a lot is on the line in both the House and the Senate. Losing either one could mean the Democrats and President Joe Biden will have a more challenging time passing their partisan agenda items before the next presidential election. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, number 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter at Jacob Bliss.